This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Gillian Coldsnow. For the first time ever, school complaints were the top reported category in Colorado's monthly Safe to Tell report. CPR Education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Typically, school complaints fall behind reports of suicide and bullying to Safe to Tell, an anonymous student reporting system. January saw school complaints rise to the top. School complaints are usually about issues within the school itself. They are most often related to school security, staff, student conflict, and the school community. Reports this month included a person reporting their friends were being verbally and physically abused by another student. School teams intervened. Overall, reports are up about 28% compared to the same point in time last year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
COVID-19 trends in Colorado appear to be headed in a positive direction. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Hospitalizations fell by 10 to 144, the lowest level since September, and below the season's peak of 280. The number of new cases and the rate of positive tests both dropped as well. So did the percentage of emergency department visits diagnosed with coronavirus. That number is down to 1%. And most utilities tracking wastewater each week report flattening or decreasing trends. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The city of Denver wants to pay people to ride their bikes. It's part of a pilot program run through the city's Office of Climate Action, Sustainability and Resiliency. Selected participants can earn a few hundred dollars by riding their bikes over a few months. The program is funded through the Climate Protection Fund, a 2020 voter-approved sales tax that raises $40 million annually for climate initiatives. This is CPR News and KRCC, and it's 12:06.